Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, the trillest NBA you will ever know, and I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Today, we talk about a very ugly truth in corporate America. Corporate America hates Black women. No, really, corporate America hates Black women. How can I make such a blanket statement? Well, I will read you all the receipts. According to Deloitte and the Alliance for Board Diversity, women and minorities occupied about 31% of the board seats in Fortune 500 companies. Now, that was in 2016. Now, the good news is that's up from 26.7% in 2012. And while 19 Black women gained seats on the Fortune 500 boards in 2016, boards remain nearly 80% male. There are currently zero African-American women running Fortune 500 companies. Zero, none, nada, zilch, not a one. Ursula Burns retired from Xerox. She was only one. There ain't no others. In 2018, not one. Let that sink in. Ellen McGirt, senior editor for Fortune magazine, wrote an article called "The Black Ceiling: Why African American Women Aren't Making It to the Top in Corporate America." Black women are almost completely missing from the C-suite. Black women make up less than 2% of middle managers. Now, that's important because that's the pipeline that feeds the C-suite. So if there aren't many middle managers. Yep, again, all the ways you can say zero. A new study, Women in the Workplace 2017, produced in partnership between McKinsey and Company and leanin.org, found that women of color are the most underrepresented group in the corporate pipeline. They experience the greatest challenges, yet they receive the least support. And efforts to increase diversity are not adequately addressing the magnitude of the issues they face. Compared to white women, things are worse for women of color, and they are particularly difficult for Black women. The saddest part about this study, y'all, is that Black women were found to be the most ambitious, but they were the least likely to succeed. That's painful. I shed a thug tear over that. McGirt's Fortune article also shared that Black women consistently report microaggressions that overlook their credentials, diminish their accomplishments, and pile on cultural slights. Black women are at a disadvantage in trying to bridge the familiarity gap with white men in positions of power, because in the words of talent management research firm Catalyst, they are double outsiders. They're neither white nor men. As a result, they're often shut out from the informal networks that help other people find jobs, mentors, and sponsors. In Maura Cheek's Harvard Business Review article titled "How Black Women Describe Navigating Race and Gender in the Workplace," she explores the experiences of Black women in the workplace before they make it to the C-suite. She shares the highlights of what she learned from interviewing 10 women of color. And she really did a great job of trying to identify and remove her bias as a woman of color while she was working to conduct her study. But at the end of the day, the themes that she found are congruent to what she's experienced and what we've probably all experienced as Black women in corporate America. Black women are wearing masks of survival at work. They can't be their true selves because they risk the appearance of being seen as unprofessional. Black women lack sponsorship and advocates. And when we don't have this, you can't get the projects that get you promotions to help you get ahead. And if no one is in your corner, you get weeded out. Now, all this takes a huge emotional and mental toll on Black women. It's actually quite amazing how we are able to still accomplish so much despite the additional hurdles thrown at us. In Lanae O'Neill's article on The Undefeated, she interviewed Sherry Sims, Sims is a former human resources professional, corporate recruiter, and she is the founder of the Black Career Women's Network, a community of online mentoring and coaching. Sims said that the findings track with stories that Black women have shared with her. Black women need to mentor each other and find people, sometimes outside of their managers, willing and able to groom them. And they have to recognize that sometimes all that preparation and being strategic just doesn't pay off. Navigating the workplace culture is more complex than people think. And the specific ways that race and gender can play out often makes it a tough culture to crack. So you see, sis, it's not you. I know you're working harder. Study after study proves it. Unfortunately, at this time, we can't all pack up and move to Wakanda. But trust me, my bags are packed, and I want to be the first immigrant there. So this year, this season of the Trill NBA show, I'm focused on helping us find our ways to our success. I wish we could all leave today and start our own businesses. But even if we did that, what would that solve? We need all those brave souls to fight the good fight, break up the cultures that systematically work to tear us down, and forge new paths so that those behind us have representation and a better experience than we're having now. This season, we're going to talk about it all. What your options are when you run into racist coworkers, microaggressions such as coworker or direct report undermining your work, your boss taking credit for your work, your boss giving you a subpar performance evaluation, coded feedback, lack of sponsors and advocates, and so much more. But I want to hear from you. Sharing your story can help so many people. Please share your story or specific situation. Email me at ask@trillmba.com. For sticky situations that I can't answer or help you find a solution to, I will connect you to the right person. Again, that email is ask@trillmba.com. Thank you for listening to The Trill NBA Show. Please subscribe to The Trill NBA Show in Apple Podcasts. After you subscribe, rate us, i.e. give us 5 stars, and leave a comment about the show. You can also listen to The Trill NBA Show on Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, Radio Public, SoundCloud, or anywhere where you enjoy listening to your podcast. You can also find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Trill NBA Show. Please visit our website, trillmba.com, and join our safe space for exclusive content. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. The Trill NBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production, executive produced by Felicia Ann Rose Anuha. Music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.